Deribit pulls its public proof of reserves page on September 1st. Deribit, one of the largest crypto derivatives exchanges, said it will take down its public proof of reserves page on September 1, 2026. The change ends the daily verification that let customers check the exchange's reported balances against its liabilities. The update was flagged by Coin Bureau on August 30th and points back to Deribit's own notice. Proof of reserves became a near-standard disclosure after FTX collapsed in November 2022, hiding an $8 billion hole in customer funds that no outside party could see until it was too late. Exchanges responded by publishing cryptographic attestations meant to show that customer balances were fully backed. Deribit was among the venues that ran a public refreshed page. That page is what disappears next week. The mechanics of what goes away. A proof of reserves setup usually has two halves. The first is proof of assets, a snapshot of the wallets and exchange controls, often verified with signed messages proving ownership. The second is proof of liabilities, a Merkle tree of customer balances that lets any individual user confirm their own account was included in the total without the exchange revealing everyone else's holdings. Deribit's public page combined these into a daily refreshed view. Removing it does not, by itself, move any funds or change what the exchange holds. It removes the outside-facing tool that let customers and analysts check the claim on their own schedule. After September 1st, users lose the ability to independently reconcile balances against liabilities day-to-day. Deribit has not, in the notice circulating so far, tied the removal to any solvency issue. The exchange was acquired by Coinbase in 2025, which changes the accountability picture. A NASDAQ-listed parent files audited financials with the SEC on a quarterly cadence. That is a different form of assurance than a live Merkle tree page, and it is worth being precise about the trade rather than treating the two as equivalent. Audited parent versus live self-service check, regulated financial reporting, and proof of reserves answer different questions. A quarterly audit is thorough and carries legal weight, but it is a point-in-time review filed weeks after the period closes. Proof of reserves is shallower and unaudited, but it refreshes daily and lets a single user verify their own inclusion. One is depth on a lag. The other is a shallow check in near real time. For a customer, the practical loss is the self-service part. Under the old page, you could confirm your balance was in the tree yourself without waiting for or trusting a filing. That capability ends. Whether the Coinbase relationship is a net upgrade in safety depends on how much weight you put on audited, enforceable reporting versus continuous user-run verification. Both have failed before in different ways, and neither guarantees solvency on its own. The signal for the rest of the market. The timing lands awkwardly. Fear and greed sat at 76 greed as of August 30, 2026, with Bitcoin at 78,072s, and Ether at 2,456 per coin market cap. Markets are calm, which is exactly when transparency tooling tends to get quietly retired without much pushback. It draws more scrutiny when it happens during stress. If a top derivatives venue can step back from public proof of reserves without consequence, other exchanges may read that as permission to do the same, framing audited parent company reporting as a sufficient replacement. That would narrow a disclosure standard the industry only adopted 3 years ago in direct response to a catastrophe. The episode is a reminder of counterparty risk on any custodial platform. When you hold a balance on an exchange, whether for trading or on a linked spending product, you are trusting that operator to actually hold what it reports. That is the same exposure that froze user funds at FTX and Wirecard. It is also the core reason some users prefer self-custody options that let you spend directly from your own wallet, where solvency of a third party is not part of the equation. Deribit's move does not imply any problem at Deribit, but it does thin out one of the tools built to catch problems early. Grab a dated record before the page comes down. Anyone with a balance on Deribit can still use the current page until it comes down. Taking a dated record of your account's inclusion in the Merkle tree and a note of the reported totals gives you a personal reference point should questions arise later. After that, the assurance framework shifts entirely to Coinbase's audited reporting cycle. The wider takeaway is not about one exchange. It is that proof of reserves is voluntary. and voluntary standards erode when no rule requires them, and no crisis is forcing the issue. Customers who value daily independent verification will need to factor its absence into where they keep funds.